From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to let the Bible speak.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again around the Word of God. In our last program, we told you that we will be looking at four different questions during my series of gospel broadcasts. We've come to the second question, and it is, what is sin? That's an important, a vital question, and I trust that we'll be able to provide you with an answer. I turn to the Word of God for the answer, and to one text in particular. 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 4. Sin is the transgression of the law. Let it never be said that the Bible is not explicit. Could anything be more explicit than this? Here is a definition of sin that is simplicity itself. Sin is the transgression of the law. Every man would count himself to be the only authority worth considering when answering this question. Nations differ on this topic. Some nations permit that which others severely punish. That which one society would blush to name, another holds aloft as a token of their advancement. That being so, how are we going to decide just what sin is? Well, let me state first of all that only God can tell us what sin is. It is God who decides just what the nature of sin truly is. He is the arbitrator of all matters moral and theological. It is He which decrees what sin is. He has said, and I've already quoted the verse, sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 4. The law spoken of in that text is, of course, God's holy law. Sin is every breach of God's law. The summary of God's law is found in the Ten Commandments. If you care to look them up in your Bible, you will find them in Exodus, the chapter 20, and the verses 3 to 17. It is by the law of God that we obtain a knowledge of what sin is. You and I, as we take to the road to drive our cars, we must have some understanding of what the law states regarding driving. If we are to keep within the law, we must understand what is forbidden to us as drivers. Otherwise, we will be in transgression and find ourselves in trouble. Likewise, if we are to understand just what sin is, we must resort to the Word of God and see what is stated there regarding sin. Every sin, then, if it is a breach of God's law, is in truth a defying of God. Every time you break God's law, you defy God. You rebel against God's authority. Sin is a refusing to submit to God, and in so doing, you set up a rival law. You set up another throne, another authority. You become a rebel, a defier of God when you sin. Defiance of God is rooted in self-love. What do I mean by that? Well, very simply, when we refuse to do what God says, we are, in truth, serving ourselves. We're saying no to God and yes to ourselves. We become a rival to God. We become our own authority, and we reject the authority of God. Man becomes his own God. That's what is taking place in the nations of the world. Where there is a defying of God, man is set up in the place of God, and the appetites and the desires and the delights of man are being satisfied, are being adhered to, and the back is being turned upon God. Let me tell you secondly that sin is that of which we are all guilty. Many like to dispute this fact. Man does not like to think of himself as a sinner. But let me tell you, the Bible makes it very clear that without exception, all are guilty of sin. I'm going to repeat to you five verses which indicate very clearly that this is so. The first one is in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. For there is no man that sinneth not. That statement was made many, many centuries ago, but it still stands true today. Again, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, we read, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. That is a statement which cannot be challenged. Then once more, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Paul wrote, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Again, there is no exception to what is stated in this verse. 1 John chapter 1 and the verse 8 reads, For if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How much self-deception there is today. How many dismiss any thought of sin being in their lives. And in so doing, they deceive themselves, and they have not accepted the truth. One more verse from 1 John chapter 1, the verse 10. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. When we deny our own sinfulness, once again, we sin. We defy God. We make God a liar. He has said we are sinful. When we deny that, we are calling God a liar and adding to our guilt. Sin is that of which we are all guilty. Let me go a little further and say that sin is the cause of all the miseries that mankind endures. It's the fountainhead, it's the root cause of all our troubles. Give thought to this, please. First of all, this is so because sin has made us enemies of God. When Adam was first created, and Eve too, they lived in perfect harmony, perfect happiness, in the presence and company of God. Then sin entered, and the harmony was gone, and the happiness was gone, and misery ensued, and so it has ever been since. God made man in his own likeness that we might enjoy him and enjoy him forever. But sin has caused us to treat God as our enemy. Warfare has sprung up between man and God because of sin. Man defies God because he is a sinner, and the wrath of God is leveled against man because of his sin. We love the world. We love sin. We love all that's contrary to God. And that makes us his enemy. James chapter 4 and the verse 4 says, Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is the enemy of God. You cannot befriend the enemies of God without yourself becoming an enemy of God. You cannot act in company with the enemies of God without becoming an enemy of God. Furthermore, sin has robbed us of paradise. Revelation chapter 21. The verse 27 reads, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There's a bar against sin and sinners that will keep such out of heaven. Every tombstone, every graveyard, is a testimony, a monument to the fact that sin has brought misery into this world. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5 and the verse 12. Sin has made us liable to damnation. That's where sin will ultimately take those who yield to it and who reject salvation from sin through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sin will make us all liable to eternal damnation if we do not seek salvation through Christ. One final thing. Sin is that for which there is no earthly answer. Man has tried to cease from sin whenever he begins to taste the bitterness of its fruits. But he cannot. Many generations have believed themselves to have found the means of establishing again the paradise lost through sin, but they have not. Communism, socialism, one political philosophy after another has sought to re-establish paradise and overcome the curse of sin in all afield. Man dreams and yet speaks of establishing a kingdom on earth where perfection reigns. But it is just a dream. The Bible gives us a picture of the future of man, and it is one that is worse rather than better. We may have advanced in creature comforts. Technology may be surging forward, but man, in his moral circumstances, remains a miserable, sinful creature. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the verse 13, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And you only have to look at yesterday's headlines and today's headlines, and you will see ample evidence of the sinking down into depravity that is a feature of nations everywhere. While man has no answer to this, God has. Romans chapter 6 and the verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God has an answer to sin, and that answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross of Calvary, he took away sin by the sacrifice of himself. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." Those who trust in him, receive him as their Savior by faith. To them he gives victory over sin while they live on this earth. Oh, the world could be filled with books of those whose lives were destroyed by sin. They were the slaves of sin. Like the man of Gadara that we read about in Mark chapter 5. A slave of sin and Satan. And yet Christ saved him. And gloriously set him free and enabled him to live a holy life. And so it is with all who trust Christ. Above all, he will gloriously deliver us from every trace of sin when he finally brings us to heaven. When we get to heaven, there will be no more sin. When we get to heaven, we will be delivered from our old sinful nature, utterly, entirely, and eternally. How good it is to know that while man cannot defeat sin, cannot overcome sin, there's a Savior from all sin, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. I commend him to you today. Oh, won't you trust him? Do read the first chapter of the first epistle of John, and there you'll find the answer to sin in the person of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Do join us again around God's Word next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services, where you can hear the Reverend Stephen Pollock preach at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.